From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. If you want to be loved, perhaps don't go work for the Congressional Budget Office. The nonpartisan agency's job is to make economic projections, look at economic effects of different laws, and provide Congress with all sorts of budget data. Data that always upsets somebody. The agency caught the wrath of the new administration earlier this year, for example, when it projected the Republican health care bill would drive up the deficit and leave millions uninsured. Democrats complained when Obamacare was originally being drafted. Well, later this morning, the CBO will deliver a much bigger projection, its annual 30-year budget outlook. Marketplace's Rima Crace looks at the value of such a long-term forecast.
The report looks at what will happen if nothing happens to laws governing taxes and government spending.
If it's status quo, business as usual, for the next 30 years.
Diane Lim is an economist with the Conference Board. She says that makes it easy to make projections about big programs like Social Security and Medicare.
I don't think it necessarily informs Congress about how they want to change current law. I think it just reminds them that current law is on an unsustainable path.
Lim says with long-term forecasts, there are some knowns, like demographic trends, the state of spending versus revenue. But the unknowns are huge. Recessions, war, tax reform.
So it's impossible to get them right.
June O'Neill is a former director of the CBO. She says Congress always hopes for a rosy scenario.
If the outlook for the economy is great, it's going to make most programs that you can dream up have an easier road.
But she says the CBO is grounded in reality and not in the business of promises. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.